I was just out in the hall, Monto, and you were too.
Uh-huh.
You almost got run over out there as a Cybertruck rolled down the hallways here at the mothership next to American Airlines Center. And this is not the first time that we've seen this, so I think that means that we're about to get a very important guest, and actually here he is right now.
Oh,
the head of X, SpaceX, and formerly Doge, the Department of Government Efficiency, it's Elon Musk.
You got the mic over there, Elon?
Thank you for having me on. And that's an interesting point you bring up. I'm no longer working at the Department of Government Efficiency, as you may know it as Doge. I left on my own volition. Nobody made me leave. It was a voluntary decision I made. But it was important for me that I still keep efficiency where it's needed. And that's what brings me here today.
Well, why exactly are you here?
And why do you talk so softly?
Seriously.
And that's a good point you bring up. Despite no longer being at Doge, I'm here today because under the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill, not many people knew this was added, but I became the director of Frequent Absence Response Team. You might know it as FART. And here to reprimand the Morning Musers radio show for stealing money from Cumulus Media. I believe that last time I visited, I spoke to a Dustin and BJ. And according to our records at FART, they have taken about, the Musers have taken a collective 73 days, 6 hours, 12 minutes, and 42 seconds of collective vacation time.
Well, your numbers
does that seem about correct?
Yeah, your numbers sound right. I don't know about the rest of that. This is Justin and DJ.
Close.
Did I hear you say you're the director of FART?
Yes, the Frequency Absence Response Team. Nobody escapes FART. Sometimes we fart and we're silent. Sometimes SF fart are loud.
Uh-huh.
Depends on the situation.
What the hell just happened to him? Oh, I think he's resetting, maybe.
Please.
Hold on, let him.
Sorry about that. My Neuralink is on the fritz. My ad blocker is attempting to filter out the pop-ups. That should be just temporary.
I hope so. I don't want to see that again. That was terrifying.
Tough to watch.
We're joined by Elon Musk in studio. You said you no longer work at Doge. Very public falling out between you and the president. So aside from fart, I guess you're calling it, what are you up to in your spare time?
Which is also the thing. Since I left, I created a chat box companion with Grok.
Uh-huh.
In the name of efficiency, BJ, we were working on an algorithm that
DJ.
Had a slight hiccup, keeps turning down one person who recently discovered wiener weights in this market. our foxes and goths are refusing to engage him with the companionship, but yeah, got a lot of hats in a lot of areas. Ooh. I become the Lord Führer at Starbase, as you know, that's in
Ooh.
South Texas. Prior to becoming appointed as their High Chancellor, there was a series of rocket malfunctions with our SpaceX rockets.
Yeah, I heard about that. Are they not doing so hot? What's going on?
Yeah, and that's just the thing they haven't. And using my authority as a supreme overlord, I created a department to address all areas and eliminate all potential inefficiencies. So I made the Department of Infrastructure, Logistics, Development, and Oversight. You may know it as Dildo.
Okay.
Is that Dildo?
It sounded like Dildo.
That was the acronym?
Yeah, that is correct. And if I may piggyback off that earlier point, as the head of Dildo, I'm going to ensure that going forward, our SpaceX rockets stand tall. They don't explode prematurely before use. We could reuse them as much as humanly possible, sometimes 3 or 4 times a night. But the Department of Infrastructure, Logistics, Development, and Oversight is not going to stop there. We're also more than just an exploding rocket company when it comes to transportation. We also have the cyber car like one here in studio.
Yeah.
But in other fields, we have been having success with the Neuralink. In the test stages of the project, we've been implanting chips into monkeys. Ooh, what does that mean, though? in addition to the breakthroughs, we've also now lead the world in monkey pelt production, which is a big thing.
Oh, good.
No, that's not good.
And all these projects are being run out of the Center of Unorthodox Neurological Testing. You may know it.
No.
I don't think that we can...
Put that together. You can't say that on our airwaves.
Okay. yeah, our success is there. We've moved into human trials. We've begun a new program to study that, which also has its own name.
I'm positive I'm not going to like the answer, but what's that one called?
That would be the Neuroadaptive Agency for Zealous Indoctrination. You may know it as Nazi.
Yeah.
That's a big thing that we're interested in making sure it's all good.
Well, it sounds like you are staying busy after you're falling out at Doge. It seems like you've got a lot of important things that you're working on here.
And I appreciate you know that. And, well, before I go, I want to just say, Dustin and BJ.
Justin.
Yes.
From the bottom of my heart.
Don't.
No, don't do the salute.
No,
don't get him out of
send him on the fritz again.
All right, he needs to go. Get back in your Cybertruck and get out of here. I don't know why we have him on every time.
I don't know, but it always ends up with Nazis and farts.
Yeah, and salutes. I hope he gets the Neuralink thing figured out, though. That was terrifying to see him go on the fritz like that.
Yeah, I am interested to hear more about the CU thing.
Yeah, maybe he can give us some, like, a pamphlet on that.
We'll look into that.